Hey, everybody, what's up? It's Dave Sullivan from The Roofer Show, and this is a special quick tips series that I do periodically. And what we do is we put on little mini courses really in the areas that I get a lot of requests from, problems that contractors are having. So what I try to do is put a little mini course, short course together. And there, what we've got this week is four segments. They're just about 10, 15 minutes long each. And they're going to give you some great tips, some great ways to improve your roofing business. As I say, this is going to be over 4 days this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we'll have our regular podcast on Friday. Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I talk a lot about the three-legged stool concept, where you've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. And these are three legs of your business or the stool, and each of these legs has to be strong and sturdy. And what tends to happen is one of these legs will get weak, and chances are that not only does the stool fall over, but this can happen in your business. So you want to keep those legs strong and balanced, and you have to keep an eye on each of these. And those legs are selling work, doing work, and keeping score. So right now, we've sold the work. Everybody's swamped. We got a lot of business. That's not what the problem. So that sales leg is strong. And one of the reasons that sale leg is strong, if you've listened to this show, we had our last series, our last mini course, was with Mark Levesque with WebRunner Media. And we talked about everything you needed to know about PPC. And we did this because I had so many contractors that I talk with, you know, PPC doesn't work, or I don't know how to do it. You know, it's too complicated. So what we do, Mark is a specialist in this area. And if you go back to episode number 150, I put these four segments together in just one show, and you can catch that. And that is a great course. It's really simple, makes it easy, and hopefully that resulted in a lot of sales because everybody's busy. So now we've got all this work on the books. So now we've got to go to our second leg, which is we've got to do work, and we've got to do work profitably. And today we're going to talk about how the doing work and the keeping score leg, these two tie in together where it's so important. And we're going to talk about job costing, because this is how you control the cost of each of your jobs, your individual projects, where you're maximizing the profits of each job. The best way to make money is to sell your work for a lot of money. Then you've got to make sure that you do that work in an efficient, profitable way. And you've got, the only way you're going to know that is by looking at the scoreboard. And that's what we're going to talk about with Diane Gilson from Info Plus Accounting. Diane has been on the show before a number of times. Our interviews have been downloaded by contractors over 5,000 times, so I know there's a lot of interest in really understanding, learning the basics of scorekeeping, bookkeeping, the numbers, and what you need to know. And we're not talking about going back to school for accounting. These are the numbers that every contractor has to know, understand. We break it down. We make it really simple and easy. And this is why it's so important. You cannot grow a successful, profitable business without knowing these numbers. So we are going to keep it really simple and easy. You can start off by downloading the great ebook that Diane put out. If you go to her site at buildyournumbers.com/Dave, buildyournumbers.com/Dave, download this book. It talks about four companies that are doing it the right way, doing it the wrong way, and somewhere in between. And it's really simple. So check that out. Make sure you download it. And it's going to really help you through this little course that we're doing. But I get a lot of contractors that say, you know, I don't do the numbers. I don't understand them. I came up through the trades. I'm great at what I do. I'm not bad in selling work either. But when it comes to the numbers, I don't want to deal with it. Well, you deal with numbers all day long. It's not that complicated. You learned how to deal with the numbers. And this is the same thing that we're talking about. And we're talking about something that you should be doing 15 minutes a day, which is looking at your KPIs, your key performance indicators, knowing these numbers, and we're going to get into this. But the reason why I want to talk about job costing and why it's so important, and I can use this example in my business and what I learned, but the idea of you're playing a football game and you don't know what's working. Is your passing game working? You don't know because there's no scoreboard. You know, you are going to get to the end of the game. You're not going to be able to course adjust, make adjustments for what's working and what's not. You're going to get to the end of the game and somebody's going to tell you what the score is because you have no idea if you're winning or losing. This is what happens with so many contractors. I'll find out what happens at the end of the year when my CPA tells me if I made money or not. Well, that is a crazy way to do business. We're always looking in the rearview mirror. That's what your accountant can tell you, where you've been. But you want to be looking forward, where you're going. Don't worry about the past because too many contractors, they say, it's going to be what it's going to be. Well, if you don't job cost and know, it is going to be what it's going to be. And that may be going out of business because you didn't pay attention to your job costs. Let me give you a few examples of what happened in my business where the first thing, and I've talked about this a number of times on the show, when I started off, I didn't know what the hell I was doing until I brought in a roofing coach to help me. And the first thing we did was look at, hey, where are you making your money? I said, I have no idea. Well, we did residential and we did commercial roofing and it was a mixture of both. I always thought we killed it in the residential. Well, we came in and we could take a look at each. We broke down each of those jobs, the profitability, and it turned out we were losing money in residential. So we bagged that division, that profit center, or in our case, loss center. We got rid of that and just focused on commercial only. And then business just took off. I would not have known that if I had not done job costing on individual jobs, every job. Now, the other point is you do a job. Well, how do you know if it made money or not? You've got to track these costs. The way that we do that is we've got our estimate. We've got so many man days, man hours, whatever, materials, subcontracts, our direct costs. So here's our estimate. We did the handoff to production, and they had to make sure that that budget, the number of man days that we had bid for the job, was something that he could agree on that they could make. So once we had that agreement, we're ready to start the job. If we didn't have the agreement, well, the job's not going to work. We got to go back and huddle, figure out what's happening. But once we got started on that, we had to track the job because if we got halfway through the job and we'd used 80% of the labor, we know we got a problem and that job's going to lose money. So what we would do is we'd stop the job, say, okay, let's get together. We got to figure this out. Oh, well, it turns out we didn't charge for some of these change orders, for instance. We needed to add more time on there. Okay. Or we need to figure out a different way. Let's get thinking about this, and we were able to come up with a faster, more efficient way to solve the problem. But without job costing, you wouldn't know that. The third item is you have to do what I call a postmortem. You do the job. Here's the estimate. Here's the actual. Well, where did we hit? Where did we screw up? What went right? What went wrong? And that's what we can tell from job costing, because I know that, you know, we had 50 man days to do the job and it came out at 75 days. Well, what happened? well, this problem. Okay, we're going to learn from those mistakes, and we're going to tweak this and make sure that that never happens again, and everybody can understand it. And we did that on every single job so we could learn what worked and what didn't. And by doing this, we were able to pick up 5-10 points on a job. And that's a lot of money for the size business that we had. And I mean, incredible. So this is what we're going to talk about today. I'm just going to get into this with Diane Gilson. She is my go-to numbers person. She makes it simple and easy. She's a great instructor. And I'm not going to get on my soapbox before each one. So we'll just keep these things short and sweet. So let's just get into our first part of 4 of our little mini course on how 5 ways to increase your profits on every job without selling more, hiring more people, or working harder. And that is what it's all about. Diane, thanks so much for coming on to the show today and starting off our little mini course that we've got going, the 5 ways to increase your profits on every job. But before we get into our topic today, Diane, can you give us a little background about yourself and where you came from?
Okay, well, I started out as a CPA some time ago, and after I earned that designation, I spent 13 years in banking. Then in 1994, I started my own firm, InfoPlus Accounting, and decided that I wanted to focus on management accounting. I really found out that I liked working with people in construction, so that's my focus, and I quickly learned that QuickBooks Desktop was really a great tool for job costing and management accounting, and so many people have QuickBooks. So it's really ideal for contractors. And in the background, also, I earned my Advanced Certified Pro Advisor certification quite some time ago and keep renewing it every year. And I just recently received my 7th annual Top 100 Pro Advisor Award. If you want to know what we do at InfoPlus Accounting, well, we help company owners learn how to set up their own internal reporting system in QuickBooks Desktop software. And that way, they're going to be able to see which jobs are making money and which jobs are losing money. And we know if they can get their hands on that critical job cost information, it's going to let them see where to modify their operations so they can become way more profitable without selling more, without hiring more people, or without working harder.
And that is what it's all about. And we all know that Diane is an expert when it comes to working with contractors. She's been on the show a number of times, and in the introduction, I talked about that. We want to make sure that we go back and check out those episodes. Well, Diane, we've always talked about putting this course together because, as we know and as I learned in my business over the 30 years of doing roofing contracting, it's so important to do job costing. So we wanted to get into this set up as a mini course, something that's just bite-sized pieces that contractors and their bookkeeping, accounting people can really sink their teeth into. It's simple, it's easy, it's cut to the chase. We're not getting into deep into accounting, but these are the type of things that contractors need to know. So, Diane, over the next 4 weeks, what are we going to learn?
Well, first of all, we're going to touch briefly on overall why job cost, okay? And then we're going to be talking about some of the different ways that you can use job costing information to do those things we talked about, primarily increasing your profits without having to work harder and hire more people. So one of those ways are in our first episode, we're going to be talking about reviewing your estimate versus actual reports so you can course correct during and after jobs. And in our second episode, we'll be talking about how to locate and charge for lost or invisible costs that sometimes slip through the cracks. And in number 3, we'll be covering how to spot and eliminate your low profit and loser jobs. and shift your business mix into higher gross profit work. And then in our fourth episode, we'll be talking about a three-step combo method, air quotes around three-step combo, okay? The three-step combo method to add 10% or more of what you currently have as your gross revenue right straight to your bottom line, as well as there's going to be a strategic bonus in that fourth episode as well.
Well, I love it. Well, but one of the reasons why we wanted to do this is I hear so often from my coaching clients, and these are some of the questions they have or reasons why they don't want to do job costing or haven't started doing job costing. And, you know, the first one is, you know, why should I care about job costing? You know, what's in it for me? It seems like it's just going to be a lot of extra work to enter the names in and all these transactions. And also, why don't I just wait until the end of the year? I'm going to find out whether we made or lost money when we finally get our financial report. So how do I answer this?
Okay, well, let's just think about the whole thing of that so many people do, and they say, well, let's just sell more. And I'm going to ignore the details and just charge full speed ahead. And unfortunately, that outlook could just be leaving our company owner, or you, Dave, if you were my company owner that I was working with, that's going to leave you in the dark when it comes to making the profits that you really deserve to make. Because that we're going to get there faster by driving at night down a back road without any headlights or a GPS approach, that's right. Actually pretty risky and potentially fatal if you, all of a sudden the bridge is out in front of you and you don't see it. And so it's never going to be as rewarding or as safe or as efficient as if you're out driving on a sunny day on a smooth highway with clearly marked signage. And who wants to wait 6 months or a year to find out what happened last year? I mean, no score. You're just sitting there in the dark. Exactly. So, and a year later might just be too late. So many people, unfortunately, end up going out of business. So it's kind of a risky way to do business.
All right, Diane, well, let's jump into this. And how can job costing increase my gross profits?
Okay, well, it's going to help illuminate the numbers, okay? So it's not just a matter of something that's going on in the background, on the back burner, and so on. I really feel that if you're looking at your numbers as you move forward, you're going to get a variety of benefits. So the primary purpose of an internal job costing system is to make it so that you can track individual jobs to highlight what's happening with your money and the profit on each one of those jobs. And then you can also monitor your scores when it comes to different kinds of work that you're doing. And when you track those results, you'll be able to use some of the methods that we're going to be talking about in this series to instantly see how to make a huge increase in your gross profits. And of course, gross profits means the numbers that you're earning less how much it costs you to earn that money, and that becomes your gross profit, and that's going to directly impact your bottom line take-home pay. So the first of the ways that we're going to talk about how job costing can increase your gross profits is by using estimate versus actual reports. So there really isn't anything worse than finding out, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 months after a job is closed that you've lost money on that job, or that you just squeaked through with a minimal profit. That's not a lot of fun to find out. Instead, you can set up your job costing system so that you can see estimated cost versus actual cost and income as you move through each job. And that way you're going to spot variances and correct problems a long time before they totally spin out of control. Additionally, after you've completed the job, you can locate exactly where your actual costs were different than anticipated. And then you can improve your processes overall so that you can prevent those kinds of problems on a look-forward basis. So sometimes maybe you can't correct something midstream. Okay, hopefully you can. But if you can't, then at least you can learn. So my question, Dave, for you to chat about here is, where do variances typically come from when it comes to your roofing contractors?
All right, well, the number one problem that we see is obviously in the labor variances. And we have our estimated cost, let's say we're either talking about hours or man days. And this is what's so important. Something that I don't see with so many contractors is first starting off with a budget where everybody knows, here's our target. This is how many man days we're going to have to make this job happen. And everybody's got to be in agreement. And once we start moving along that road, let's say we get halfway through the job and we find out we've used 80% of our labor already. Well, we've got a serious problem. This job is going to go south. And this is why we do job costing. It's not a matter where so many contractors talk about it's going to be what it's going to be. Well, if you just let it go like that, yeah, it's going to be a loser. But at this point, we know this job is in trouble. We can call a timeout. We can take a break, step back, and see what we can do. Okay, we've got to change our plan. And that's one of the big things that I see is, and because this labor, that's our big number. And this is where I see so many things going south. Also, we've got change orders that aren't tracked, or we're not charging enough for those change orders. And this is what we can find out in the job costing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. What's going to happen in some of these things, you're going to watch as the jobs occur. Okay, so like you said, on your labor variance, you can keep an eye on that as you move through the job, assuming it's a longer-term job. Okay, but some of the things can only be corrected on a look-back basis. So if you consistently, for instance, if you consistently find out that your estimate and your actual are not matching up nicely, then you go looking for why. So the numbers are just the red flags that you can look at as an alert, okay? And then you have to go back in. That part of it goes back to the owner needs to find out, well, why are we getting these variances? Does my estimator not know exactly what should be happening, okay? Are they consistently underestimating for various costs? Or is it a matter of that I have certain production managers that consistently don't hit the estimates? Or what are other things that enter in that maybe we need to account for on the front end? The other thing is when you look at your estimated versus actual cost after the job is done, you can say, gosh, we did all this extra work, whether it's labor or we required extra materials, and we never passed those costs through as we agreed to in the original contract. So maybe we need to put some other checkpoints in place as we're getting a job done to make sure that any change orders are properly documented and charged for before we're all done with the job. So some of these things can be corrected as you go, and some of them require changes in processes. So have you seen this type of thing, Dave, in your experience?
Yeah, definitely. I use an example of, in our situation, one of our salespersons were consistently off on their materials. Like, hey, well, he can't measure the roof right. But he was missing his materials consistently on almost every job, and it was by a matter of 10%. Now, we wouldn't have known that if we had not been job costing regularly. So we could take a look at that and say, all right, look, what's going on here? And he didn't have his waste figured properly and a lot of the other material costs. So we were able to identify that and correct it. And that was huge. That was in the original estimate. Was just not being considered. Now, something that we used, which was, I think, is great, we would take our estimate, which everybody agrees on, and then we would look at the actual
And we would keep a scoreboard, basically, of one is the salesman who's hitting their numbers, and we're looking for getting those man days right. We're looking for our materials, all our other job costs. Are we hitting those? Who's coming up with the bet? And that's basically the best estimate. We would also track on the production side. We had seven or eight field crews, and we could track by crew, by foreman, who was hitting their targets and who wasn't. And again, if we weren't doing that, we couldn't make those adjustments. So some of the lower, some of the crews that were missing their targets, we were able to take them aside, say, hey, what's going on here? You know, you're falling behind. You're not hitting these goals. What's going on? And we can course correct as we talk about. So it made a huge difference in our profitability by able to tweak and really make adjustments as we're going along. And if you don't job cost, you're just not going to know these things. And and as you say, you're going down that back road in the dark and you have no idea where you're going.
Right, exactly. And I'm going to guess you probably, not only did you find out who, looking on the production side, who wasn't hitting their targets, but did that help you change any internal processes as well? Did you discover
definitely.
Wrinkles yeah. and bumps in the road?
Right. And when we're doing our pre-job, we would be discussing that and saying, okay, you know, here's the problem that we've been having. How are we, you know, we want to make sure that we cover this so we don't have any surprises. So, yeah, it just made a huge difference.
Great. So that's really this whole estimate versus actual impacts all the way through, from getting accurate estimates on the front end through production, through improving your processes. And if you're consistently using those reports, it's going to help you reduce your direct cost, or sometimes we call it cost of goods sold. Okay. And if you use those reports consistently, you should very easily be able to enhance your gross profits by 5% or more. Now, I'm not talking about gross profits, the amount afterwards, but if you could add another 5% of your gross revenue, okay, into your gross profits, that'd probably make you feel pretty good. And just for example, depending on your revenue, that could be pretty significant. So if you had a $1 million company, if you could increase those gross profits by 5% of your revenue, that's $50,000. Or if you're a $2 million company, double it or multiply it by 10 for a $10 million company. So just by having that information in front of you, you can make a huge difference. And you'll notice that in here, I haven't talked anything about selling more or having to hire more people or working harder. It's about working smarter.
Exactly. And this is what we consistently talk about on the show, is improving our gross margins. Because if we can do that, you're right, we don't have to go out and sell more. You know, we've got to go sell more. We need additional salespeople. We need additional crews to do that work. We're also just working harder with more risks. So if we can improve our gross profit by doing the same amount of work, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're talking about here in our little course.
Great. And so I think that pretty much wraps us for an opening first reason you ought to be using job cost. In our next episode, what we're going to be talking about is how job costing can help you locate and charge for lost or invisible costs.
Well, I love it. So it's hopefully this is clear. We've made it simple. We've laid out the groundwork on why you should be doing job costing, because it is so important in running your business. We constantly talk about knowing your numbers. And what that means is really comes down to having control over your business, being able to make these little tweaks and adjustments as we go. And that's what it's all about. But Diane, if our listeners want to get more information from you, how do they do that?
Okay. So let's say you're out driving, or maybe you're in your office, but if you're out driving, get back to the office and go to buildyournumbers.com/Dave. And we've set up something special for you, for Dave's listeners. On that page, you're going to be able to get access to a series of Job Costing Secrets videos, as well as an ebook called A Tale of Four Companies. And that's going to be available for you to download. So once you get there and you take a look at those items, then if you want to, of course, you can go out and look at the other things that we have on our site. We've got a lot of free articles and resources, and you'll find a menu that you can go out and look at those things as well. But start out with that buildyournumbers.com/Dave.
I love it. And everybody should really check out this ebook. It's great, about the four different companies. So go in there and download that. And Diane, thanks so much for today. We will see you next week on our part two.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Check out The Roofer Show. Comes out every Friday. And we'll see you next time.